This time of year, ice skating enthusiasts start dreaming about getting out for a spin on Alaska lakes. But even in the same area, lakes can freeze at different times. That prompted 9-year-old Liam Cleary from Anchorage to ask, why do some lakes freeze faster than others? Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment is an avid skater and has thought a lot about this question. He told editor Annie Feit, several factors determine when lakes freeze.
The big thing is the amount of water in the lake. How deep is the lake? Because the lake is accumulating warmth the entire summer long. And so, you know, by the time we hit, say, the 1st of September, the lake temperature is 50, 52, 54 degrees. And as the air cools down, all that warmth that's accumulated has to be released. And if you've got a lake that's 20 feet deep versus a lake that's 10 feet deep, it's got twice as much water in it. So it's just going to take a lot longer for that heat to be released.
And are there other factors?
There are. So, for example, the exposure. If a lake is completely encircled by trees, our low sun angle would mean the sun's not going to hit it at all. So during the daytime, if a little bit of ice forms at night, that ice is going to survive during the daytime versus one that has full sun exposure. It's going to melt a little bit during the day. The other key thing is whether or not there's any new water coming into the lake. So some lakes are just kind of a bowl depression. Others have like a stream coming in on one side and then a stream going out in the other. Streams are carrying cooler water. They're not accumulating heat. They're always moving. And so if you're bringing in water from a stream, that's actually kind of keeping that lake water a little cooler. So it's going to freeze a little faster in the fall.
How do lakes freeze? Do they freeze from the top down or from the bottom up?
Well, most of us can visualize a cup of ice water, right? And that's the ice is at the top. So ice is less dense. But during the summer, the temperature, as you go down the lake, it actually gets cooler as you go down. But in the fall, once you hit about 38 degrees, the density flips in a lake, and it actually gets warmer as you go down. And so once it does, then you can kind of get a rapid freeze over, even with not as cold temperatures.
And you've done measurements on your neighborhood lake over the last how many years?
About the last 4 years, about every 5 or 7 days, I'll just go out there with a little drill and I'll drill a hole and stick a tape measure in it. And you can see that progression of how the temperatures and the snow cover influence the amount of cold that goes into the lakes.
So have you learned anything?
So I have learned. So I originally expected that the deeper parts of the lake would freeze later and the shallower parts would freeze sooner. But there is this kind of circulation, even in an enclosed bowl, due to the density, where the water kind of mixes together. And so it actually, when it does freeze up, it kind of all flash freezes over at once.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. Thanks to Liam Cleary for our question this week. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.